The Asmar Tunnel that runs under Asmar Mountain to the north of Sulaimani was inaugurated today. The tunnel, constructed by ICG, an Iranian international construction company, is one of the few tunnels in Iraq and its Kurdish region that conforms to the highest construction standards. Asmar, the longest tunnel in Iraq, is 2,389 meters long and cost $18,200,000. It is also one of the largest engineering projects carried out since the US-led invasion of the country in 2003.
The Asmar Tunnel was constructed by an Iranian company, ICG. We started construction in 2004. The design and undertaking of the project was all done by the Iranian company. The tunnel is 2,389 meters long, the longest tunnel for the moment between Iran and Iraq. It reduces the distance between the two countries dramatically.
As Iraq continues to rebuild after the devastation of both the recent war and the Saddam Hussein era, the completion of a major engineering feat such as this is seen as a sign of real progress in this war-torn country and of improving ties between Iran and Iraq in general and its Kurdistan region in particular.
We're living in an Iraq that is becoming more and more secure. The Kurdistan region is an example of enjoying good relations with neighbors. We have cooperated with the Islamic Republic of Iran to create a better future, serving the common interests of people on both sides and strengthening the commercial and cultural ties between both areas. We shed our blood with Iraqi Kurds against one enemy, and we shared one front against Saddam's tyranny. We gave our word to you and became allies forever. Today we are gathered to inaugurate this tunnel, which continues the alliance we have formed.
The tunnel will shorten the overland route and help promote trade and tourism between these two countries, which once were bitter enemies.
So this tunnel, which stretches behind me for nearly 2.5 kilometers, is a sign that relations between Iran and Iraqi Kurdistan continue to develop. It's hoped there will be many more joint efforts such as these in the future. Christopher O'Connell, Press TV, Sulaimani.